Zeich Nishmas Avi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pinchas, Zeich Nishmas Daniel Shane of Asfir Shul Falak. Okay, good evening, everybody. It's good to see everybody. You see, Dover Beito Matov, the packet I made, it's, you know, I made this already a few weeks ago, but, you know, it comes out well when it's the Inyan of Shelag. You know, maybe if I wouldn't have made the packet, you know, we wouldn't have had this, you know. But, I think Rav Zevin wrote a piece on Shelag in Halacha. The topic that we're going to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, is Shelag Muktzah. Last week we talked about if rain is Muktzah. So the question is snow muktzah? And then we have to see, can you shovel the snow? Say you're in an area that's an Erev, has an Erev. And we're talking about the snow that falls on Shabbos. In other words, the snow that fell before Shabbos, just like the rain before Shabbos, that shouldn't be a problem. But the snow that falls on Shabbos, maybe just like we discussed last week, maybe that's like Beitzah Shenoldo B'yontif. But in the end, we said most poskim held that rain is not muktzah because we assume that the rain is there from before. It's made at nayid. It's not mivul blali, and that's how what we discussed. Ravel, you just asked me a question about using a snow for a mikvah. So the Shulchan Aruch says if you have an accumulation of snow, you have to have a lot of snow connected of our barim saw, then the Shulchan Aruch paskin, you could put, it's hard for a person to go into a snow because it's going to be not so practical. But if you say you have a knife and you don't have a mikveh to bring it in, so technically, if you have the snow of Arbaim Sa'ah, the Shulchan Aruch says you could stick it in, and that would be a good for Tefillas Kelim. That's the sheet of the Mechaber. The Shach disagrees with this. Shach says, no, you can't do it, unless the snow melts. If it's not in the form of real water, then it wouldn't be kosher. So, you know, could be b'shas adchak, there could be what to rely. I mean, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that if you have a arbaim saw, it can't be just a little bit. No, just because you could get the knife in, you don't need so much snow to get a knife in, that's not good. You need the amount of arbaim saw that a person could go in, even for a little knife or a little fork. You know, it's not just good enough that there's enough accumulation of snow that you could stick a fork in, stick a knife in, etc. You need an amount that a whole person could go in.
How much is 40 saw of snow? Saw as a volume measure.
Right. Well, it's obviously going to be the amount that a person could go into.
What does that mean? You go into the snow, or you go into the... If that snow would melt, that you'd be able to be toivel in it.
Right, so, I mean, right, so it has to be able to cover your whole body, you can look it up to see what the exact calculation is, but the point I'm trying to make is that just because you could put your fork in it, you know, doesn't mean, and it'll cover the whole fork. That doesn't mean, even according to the Mechaber, it won't be good. In other words, don't think the Mechaber says it's good. It's only if you have Arbaim Sa'ah of snow. But if it's not Arbaim Sa'ah of snow, even though you have enough to cover the whole knife, it's still not good, according to anybody. And the Shach says... Shach paskin snow is not good, only if it melts. And the Avnei Nezer paskin, even if it melts, it's not good. So those are the three shitas.
No, but kind of a frozen lake.
What?
Like, I'm looking at a lake out here in Lakewood, and the lake is frozen, and there's a couple inches of snow on the lake. So can I tie a knife into the snow on the lake?
And there's Arbaim Sa, you think?
Of course.
Yeah. According to the Mechaber. According to the Mechaber, you should be able to do it. But not according to the Shach. So if it's a Shach Sadchak, you know, you could do it. Yeah, what were you saying, Ari?
No, I was saying the same thing, but I forget his name, the other guy was saying. If you have like a lake or something, a big area, I was saying the same thing.
Okay. Okay. So the Shaila is, last week we discussed the issue of rain. So should there be any difference between rain and snow? In other words, if we paskin, we said that most poskim hold that rain is not muktzah, because it's there in the clouds from before. So we saw the Prima Gadim is machmir. So he says that rain is considered noilad. But, so once you assume that, if you assume rain is good, do you feel that there should be any difference between rain and snow, or should it be a parallel halacha? What would you say, Rav Moshe?
So I would think that maybe that rain is better, because the whole swara by rain is that it had a gishtamshus, you can drink it, you can use it. On Shabbos, snow, what are you going to do with it?
Snow? What would you do with it?
No, but technically by rain you can drink it. I mean, snow, I guess you have to melt it down, but snow in its current state is unusable.
Really?
What can you use it for? You may build an igloo? I don't know.
I don't know, you could wash your hands with snow, I don't know.
What's the Havamina that snow should have a din of water? Can you? Is there a Havamina that you could title in steam?
But the Shulchan Aruch paskens you can be tovel in snow. So that means that it has a din of water.
The question though, what's the zechel there? If snow is not steam.
So the Mechaber holds that snow is water.
Steam is also water. If you're going to go with that kind of sort. I can see water to be mechalik because the Torah says b'matavir b'mayim, where you learn how to tevil in the first place. It says mayim.
Mayim.
So if you're going to say that snow has a din of mayim, so then the steam also would have the same din.
I don't know. Steam is in the aluf. You need mayim shebekarka. Instead.
So if you can figure out a way to do it, I don't know. I mean, it seems to be a chisar, and you know. This jump from saying that anything that's made out of water should have a din of water.
Yeah, if something's made out of water is water. But would that make the difference whether it's muktzah or not?
Well, Rabbi, I'm reading from the National Geographic.
Oh, National Geographic, yeah.
Okay.
Most
rain actually begins as snow high in the clouds. As the snowflakes fall through the warmer air, they become raindrops.
Uh-huh. Okay, but those that don't become raindrops?
No, so if snow is muktzah, so then rain has...
Did you write to Alana what you think?
If snow, say again, if snow...
If snow is muktzah, so then rain it comes from snow. All the rain starts as snow when it leaves the clouds.
When it leaves the clouds.
Most rain. I guess at least in our hemisphere.
Yeah, so therefore you're saying that if rain comes from snow,
And rain,
And if rain is mutter, okay, then snow must be mutter.
Yes.
Okay, not bad. If you look, so most poskim seem to equate snow and rain. If you look in Rav Harfenis, is true over here on page 9. She'ela shelik shenafel b'shabbos imu muktza. Shelik shenafel b'shabbos imu muktza. Shuva ein muktzim. V'im mashak asnav du simen hakodim. D'kshav m'sheyardim shabbos ein muktzim. V'ela shekamokei nami shelik sheyardim shabbos. Shemkor shel shelik. U'mimik shabbos m'nikfayim d'archiv yidosim. Shella comes from, he's saying the opposite that you're saying, right?
Yeah.
He's saying the Shella comes from rain. You're saying that the rain comes from Shella.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's all where you start from.
I guess it comes from the ocean as water.
Right. So it starts as water, then it becomes snow, and then, it, as you said, then the snow could come down as in the form of rain. They have a tshuva here from Rav Moshe here on page 7. Im shalag also betiltul, b'zdabnus aches pasuk davar le'mukhtza. Shuva Davi Muktza Davi Nolad. So this Shuva Rav Moshe is assuming that Sheleg is Nolad, is Muktza. V'geshem Gabi Mai Be'evrit Yamrina Mivla Bli. Eidu Raya Vistora, Eidu Kigeshem. Tachash Gavosu Shel Shem Ovin Vadei Shekeman Delei Sidomi. He's saying that the Sheleg, in other words, the rain that's in the clouds, that's rain. It's just in the cloud. So it's not nolad. Right? But the shelag in the cloud, he says, so when it's in the cloud, it's considered like a nothing. And then when it comes out, it's like a new thing was created. So one could not so much what Ari, what you were saying in terms of whether it's, Ari was saying it's a question of ishtamshus. Is there any ishtamshus? Is like eitzim vavonim. So pashtus is no, is not like eitzim vavonim. You could do something. You could wash your face with snow. I don't know. You need to, you know. So snow, you can. It's not. You can. You know. But so it has a use. The only question is it considered Nivra Mechadash? Is it considered Nolad? It was rain, we said last week, according to most poskim, is not Nolad. It's not Nolad. So that's the question, is rain... So this Tshuva, Rav Moshe wants to suggest that maybe snow is different. That snow in the clouds is a non-entity, and then when it comes out, it's
even make up this story also. So sad.
What?
Really not nice. Make up this story. What do you think?
What?
Somebody's not muted, Mr. Lunzer. You're not muted.
Hey, Rabbi Lunzer, please.
Yeah, he turned his head and let him kill himself.
Okay.
Gave him the epi in the role.
Hello, Robert Lunzer. Shalom Aleichem. Maybe we should mute, it's a good thing. Okay. And what about ice? What about ice? Is ice considered, what would you consider ice? So we assume that if ice melts, that's muktzah, that's nolad. If you have ice and it melts, Whereas if you put it into soda and it melts into the soda, that's okay. But if you don't put it in the soda, then and you just put a piece of ice in a cup, in an empty cup, and it melts, that we assume is mukta, is nola. And look at Shulchan Aruch on page 13. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mutter l'shaber hakerach k'dei litol mayim mitachtav. So it says you can crack, like your case, the mayor said you had ice on the lake, you can crack the ice and take the water from underneath. But the Mogen Avraham says that's not true. You can't do that. Look at the Mogen Avraham. Tezvav. The Shabbat Karak Gedol Mizu Omru Shover Hachavitz Lechol Krogrus. Just like you could take a barrel on Shabbos, you can take a barrel, you can crack it open, and you can take food out of the barrel. Right? Because you're not doing any malacha. You're just taking... You're just destroying the barrel to get to the food. And nearly the banar or be'er osir. So look what he says here. So that's your case, Rameer. I mean, if you had, if you had a lake, a river, and it was freezing on top, if you crack it open, you can't take the water from underneath. So what's the chiluk? Why not? What would you say? What's pshat in the Magen Avraham? Shulchan Aruch says, "Mutar l'shaber hakerach." You could break the ice open and take the water underneath. But the Magen Avraham says, the Benar Obeir Asur. So how do you understand? Pasha says the Magen Avraham is not arguing with the Shulchan Aruch. He's giving an added case. So how do you understand what the Magen Avraham is saying that's not in the Shulchan Aruch?
Maybe you could say, ain't binyan b'kalim?
That what? Say what he's saying.
So it's ain't binyan b'kalim. So when you crack open the, what's it called, the barrel, this is not a problem of malacha. Mashen came maybe with the river, with the lake, that's different, that it would be a problem.
But what's the case of the Shulchan Aruch, that it's mutter? The Shulchan Aruch says it's mutter. So is the Magen Avraham arguing with the Shulchan Aruch, or is the Magen Avraham giving a different case?
I think he's saying in a barrel it would be different, in your backyard, a barrel of water.
That if you had a barrel of water, yeah.
Then it's mutter, but a nahar is also.
So what would be the case of the barrel?
Isn't that what
the... How would you explain the case of the barrel?
You wanted to say, oh, it's binyan, then. What were you saying?
So what it means, like this. You have a barrel of water, and then it's frozen on top. So could you take a hammer and break the ice and take water from underneath? So the Shulchan Aruch says that's allowed. It's no different than if you have to break the barrel itself. But he says, but if you have what? If the lake is frozen, then not. So why is the lake frozen? What's the pshat? So let's look in the Machtis HaShekel. Page 14. L'shab v'nir li de benohar. Ober also ratzolom l'fi divrei Mordechai the Tala hetter v'hevi raya b'mishvirus chavios. Sham tam shom ein binyus tira b'kelim. L'chein nar u be'er de mechubarim l'karka yesh bo isus tira. Right, in other words, the halacha is there's no binyan with stira v'kalim, if you assume. I mean, it's a machlokas, but if you question when yes, when no. So if you have a barrel and the top of the barrel is frozen and you want to take a sledgehammer and, you know, and break it, so then you can do that. But he says the when the but if you have a lake, a river, and you want to break the ice, since the ice is attached to the river, to the top of the river, so it's like it's mechuber l'karka, he's saying. So to chisel out something that's attached to the ground, he says that you can't do. That you can't do. Because that's like breaking something that's attached to the ground. Ain't binyan b'kalim, but once it's attached to the ground, it's not kalim. That's the Magen Avraham's... He said, "L'chanaro be'er d'mechubar m'lakaki yishbo isestira." Kosh kosim zim yudal v'hu adin mikvah v'hu adin kli amachzik erbar m'sa yatsa b'toras kli v'asar. But he says, "V'sefer tosefer Shabbos cholik." So what does the Tosefah Shabbos say? I told you, Tosefah Shabbos is a classic achron on Shulchan Aruch. And then Yonah Shabbos and Erevin. So let's see. Let's take a look in the Tosefah Shabbos, what he says. Mutal Shabbat Kerach, on page 16 on the bottom. It says, Mutal Shabbat Kerach, Shere Enu Bore Hamayim Halalu. In other words, he's going to break the ice, and underneath the ice there's water. So he says, he's not creating the water is there from before. V'imashem Shavirus HaKerach, Lo Mikri Stira. There's no problem breaking ice. And the water underneath was there from before. It didn't freeze like the top pharaoh froze. Domuzo amru shover adam is a chavis lechol imenu grogros. The kasa of magaram vize benar ober osir mishum stira. Right, you came in shehu mechuber. That's the mechab. That's the magen avram. Says v'chori nirid lahavi kidmus raya gamba be'er shori. So he thinks it's wrong. He thinks even by a nar and a be'er, you could crack the ice. And he says, so what's the pshat?
Rebbe, what he writes on the bottom, on the last line, that in order for it to be the malach of stira, it has to be amanas livna, here, you're not building anything. You're just cracking open the ice. There's no binyan. On the last line,
So it won't be a daraisa.
It's constructive. It's constructive here. Because you want to get to the water.
Yeah, but in other words, all he's saying is it's not a daraisa, but it still could be a derabanan. All
right. No, but he's saying up top it's mutter, right? He's saying that he thinks it's mutter.
Oh, so why is it mutter?
Not that it has to be derabanan.
So why is it mutter? So he writes here, Miul Lefimash Kosub Sevishut Shev Yaakov. Look on the left column, second line. The Kerach Ein Mevatel HaMechitza. Say you have a mechitza, right? It's 10 tefachim high. Right? But then there's ice. There's a whole patch of ice around the mechitza. So now it's not 10 tefachim high anymore because you have frozen ice. So does the frozen ice mevatel the mechitza? Well, say you have a pit, 10 tefachim, that deep, but there's ice in it. So does that mevatel the mechitza? Right, if I would fill it up with earth, it would mevatel the mechitza. Because it's not 10 tefachim anymore. What about ice? So he says, the Shev Yaakov says, the kerech ein mevatel mechitza, k'mamayim she'ein mevatel mechitza. So he says, the kerech yesh lo kol din mayim l'chol dover. Wow. So he says that...
In California, they had 10 foot of snow. So if there's a mechitza under the snow, it goes, even though you have to walk on top now.
He says, the kerech is not mevatel the mechitza. Because his kerech is mayim. Now it's frozen, but the mice, it could unfreeze. That's what Rav Abadi always tells me. He feels that if you're having ices for dessert at a meal, so that's like mashke, and you don't make a bracha. Whereas in the middle of a meal, you don't make a bracha on mashke, only on, you know, even if it's not machmas asuda, mashke, you don't make a bracha in the middle of a meal except yayin. So that's why. So Rav Abadi's mechalik that ice cream he holds you should make a bracha. We're talking about if you washed, verstehe. Yeah, you washed, so, and things that are not machmas asuda, so you make a bracha. But still on liquids you don't make a bracha except for the yayin. So that's the question. If you have chveis, you know, sorbet or something for dessert, should you make a shahakal on it? So Rav Abadi told me he feels not. He says that's like mashka. That's what he says over here, in a different context. That it's not mevatel the mechitza. This is like mashka. Because even though now it's not in the form of mashka, but it could evaporate.
No, but Rabbi, this rye is not such a good rye, because to say that it's not mevatel the mechitza, that's a special din by mechitza. But to say over here that it's not breaking a hole into it, why is that the same thing? Because here, Lemaisa, you are cracking open the water. You're doing something.
One second. Say again.
By the mechitza, I can understand why the ice isn't mevatel it. Because lemaisa, it's still a kosher of mechitza. Mashenkin over here, I'm cracking open something to get something underneath it. It's obviously two separate things. Even though that legabe of mechitza, it would still be kosher. That it would be considered mine because it's not karka. It has to be something else, so it's not karka. So I'm considering it as if it's mine. But over here, it's 100%. It's two separate things. And my kavana is to separate from the two separate things. It's not to keep them together.
If you had a mechitza, just a wall of ice, would you say that's a mechitza, or is that just considered water?
A wall of ice. A wall of ice, what would you say?
If it's not mevatel the mechitza when it's a pit, when it's a...
Yeah, so he would say it's not a mechitza. You know, just like something is only to flap in the wind. It's not a mechitza.
Just wanted to point out in the Tosefta Shabbos where he says... Shahari Eineno Borei Hamayim Halalu. I think that's a reference to the sif before of Maraskin, that you can't be Marasek Shalik by Kerach.
Right.
At least the Mishnah Berurah explains it because Tumala Malacha looks like if you're Borei.
Right, yeah, we're going to have a separate packet on that halacha. Risuk Shalag. If you take, you'll have to take snow and squeeze the snow.
But doesn't the impermanence of the substance not play a role in the fact that, you know, it looks like a solid object, ice, but it's so impermanent. It's going to, you know, it's like we said, like water, really. You know, it's not going to
last. What if you're in, you know, Alaska or something like that?
Well, then it's theoretically impermanent, you know? I guess.
Well, would any of these posts, would the Shev Yaakov say that if you're in a place that it's not going to melt?
Hmm.
Well, you say no. That is it. Totally the mokum. It's totally in theory. In other words, this doesn't have its own kiyum. A solid stones have their own kiyum, but ice doesn't have kiyum. It happens to be that it's in a place that it won't let the water melt.
I think it should go by the theoretical.
Theoretical.
Yeah. Yeah, you could always bring it inside also. You know, you could always break off a piece and bring it in somewhere and then it will melt.
Yes. So you don't say... Right. You don't say Basher Husham.
I don't think so. I don't know.
So that was Rabbi Lintz's question. If you have on Shabbos, you have four mechitzas made out of ice. Could you carry it out of Rosh Hashanah Yochid or not?
Right.
So, who?
Rabbi.
According to you, Joe, it wouldn't be. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah.
According to Joe Helmreich, it wouldn't be.
I'm having trouble understanding. So, if you have, like, ice that was on the floor and it, like, let's say, raised the floor by a foot, so now the 10 tefach Mechitza is not going to be 10 tefachim. It's hard for me to understand how it's still a valid mechitza. I don't understand. I'm having trouble understanding that.
Why the mechitza?
Because if you're standing on the floor, you're standing a foot higher than you would if the ice wouldn't be there.
Right.
How can you tell me it's not there? How could you tell me it's the same like water? It's not the same like water. If it was rain, you wouldn't be standing a foot higher.
Correct.
Not only that, but let's say, for argument's sake, there was a foot of actual rainwater there. You wouldn't be standing on top of it. You'd be standing on the ground. You have a foot of the water covering your leg, and it would still be, you know.
Yeah, but my dear friend, Avram, say you have a footstool. All right, right? You have the mechitz is 10 tefachim and the footstool is 3 tefachim. Now you're standing on top of the footstool. Okay, so you're higher. Would you say that you're in a Rosh Hashanah Yachid or no? You're 3 tefachim above the ground now. So the answer is Avada, you're still in the Rosh Hashanah Yachid. Because the Rekhtar Tosefah Shabbos says it's a Dover Tolosh. So even though it could be that it's attached to the ground, but lemaisa it's going to melt and won't be attached anymore. And the footstool is also not attached to the ground. So therefore, it's not considered. It's considered mayim. So therefore, he argues on the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham is saying that if you have ice, that's Imamish, it's attached to the ground. You know, when people try to get the ice out of the ground, it's not simple. So he says, so it's mechuba lakarka. So he says, so if you try to undo it, it's stira. It might only be midrabanan, like what we said with Ari Feldman. But it's still mechuba lakarka. So the Magen Avraham paskins, it's mechuba lakarka. So if you would take, if you would crack the ice to get something underneath, it will be mechuba lakarka.
So is he saying the reason why it's mutter because there's no binyan bekelim because it's not mechuba lakarka?
So no, who the Tosefah Shabbos or the Magen Avraham?
Yeah, no, the Tosefah Shabbos.
So Tosefah Shabbos says even if it's attached to the ground, it's still mutter because it's not considered attached to the ground.
Yeah. Right.
It's not mechuba l'karka because it's mayim. Avraham Levitt says, I'm going to be higher up. But the answer is, if you're on a stepping stool, you're also higher up. But it's still considered that you're in the Rosh Hashanah. I told you, Tosefa Shab is a very chashuv sefer. I told you, Rev, many years ago when I was in Boston for the summers, I used to give shir in the Young Israel there. That was Rabbi Kelly Mashul. It was after he left already. Rabbi Gershon Gewurz was the Rav of the shul. He became the Rav after Rabbi Kelmer went to West Hempstead. And so Rav Naftali Beer was had the koil there. And, he always used to tell me from Rav Aaron Kotler. Rav Aaron Kotler used to say, just like when you learn Chosh and Mishpat, you have to learn with the Ktsois, so too when you learn Orach Chaim, you have to learn with Tosefa Shabbos. So even though Tosefa Shabbos is not as famous as the Ktsois, but nonetheless he put it, and Rav Michal Katz, you know Rav Michal Katz? Rav Michal Katz was a Rosh Hashiva in YU for like 50 years. His father was who? The Degel Reuven, Rav Reuven Katz. You know Rav Reuven Katz with the Masada Kedushin for who? Who is Rav Reuven Katz in the Masada Kedushin? What famous Torah personality? Rav Chaim Kanievsky. His Masada Kedushin was Rav Reuven Katz because he learned in the Lamja Yeshiva in Petach Tikva. And Rav Reuven Katz was Rosh Shiva. So Rav Shecht always says that Rav Michal Katz would say about his father, my father's sefer, the Degel Reuven, is ongenomen wie the Ktsois. It's mekubal like the Ktsois. Okay, that's always the bar to compare the Tosefa Shabbos to the Ktsois, the Degel Reuven to the Ktsois. But it's a very chashuv a sefer, the Degel Reuven. Also, very chashuv a sefer.
Rabbi, what is the Tosefa Shabbos saying at the end? Kfar nohogu lehater oisen ha-tovim l'shabbos art mitzvah. But they would be tovil in the ice? They would break the ice and be
tovil? So meaning you can break the ice and be toivel.
And that they would actually do it. The ancient Mishamai could be on the fact that they would do it.
Right.
They would actually be
toivel. Don't they say by the Ribnitzer Rebbe, he would break the ice?
Yeah.
Ben Ayal Ben Yehoyada, you know, we call, you know, the verse is a brachas. He broke the ice to be toivel. They say that by the Ribnitzer, right? That he was moiser nefesh to go to the mikveh, even though it meant he had to break the ice.
Because he was holding like the Tisav Shabbos.
Yeah. And according to the Magen Avraham, it would be also to do that.
Yeah.
It would be an Avera, according to the Magen Avraham, to break the ice. That's a good cash on the Magen Avraham from that Gemara. It says, Ben Ayo Ben Yehoyada would break the ice. So according to the Magen Avraham, it would be an Issa Derabana to do that.
Yeah.
Unless you say that was before they made the Din Derabana of Soyser Shalal Menas Livnos. So he writes, and then he writes here, David Rai Meloshon Haran. The Shev Yaakov brings the Rai from the Ran. So, Shirech Mazel, Lefiz Amash, Mela, the Lo Nikra, Mechuber Klal, the Avik Mechuber, Harehuka Karka Vade, Vilsa, the Peshita, the Mechitzes, Bali Gamri, the Dami Lemilo, Ofra, Lavade, Lo Mikri, Mechuber Klal. So he says, it's not Mavatel Mechitzes, no, it's not Mechuber. It's not Mechuber. So it's a fundamental machlokus between the Magen Avraham. So again, everyone agrees if you have a barrel and there's ice on top of the barrel and you can't get to the water, you can break the ice. with 8 million stira bekela. The shaila is, what about if you have a sheet of ice on the ground, and underneath the ground is a pit. So, and I want to get water from the pit. So can I break the ice? And the Magen Avraham says it's aser, because it's attached to the ground, and everything attached to the ground, you can't build on, you can't destroy. Maybe sometimes midaraisa, sometimes only midaravanan. That's why you have to be very careful if you put something. People like to put things on the wall, so you know, with thumbtacks and things like that. So you want to see putting something on the wall, and it has a kvias, then you're running into a shaila of a daraisa, right? Just put something on the wall because the wall is attached to the ground. So that's a fundamental machlokes between the Magen Avraham and the Tosefta Shabbos.
Is there no question about breaking the ice on top of the barrel that it turns the barrel into a usable kli?
No, the barrel was a kli from before.
But you couldn't argue that it's not a kli because it's got the ice on it and it's not accessible? Until you break the ice?
Yeah, but it's still a kli now. Yeah. It's still a kli, so now you want to take off the cap, so to speak. But it was still a kli from before.
Right.
Still a kli from before. So, and if you look at the Chasam Sofer here on page 19, he says, "Yinei nechzi anan hanar lokoi v'taima b'glid v'kfor v'adarba." That was, you know, you don't keep the ice there. People wait till it just melt. Kerach mutter litlo b'shabes. The mutter l'shabes ha-kerach kedei litol mayim mitach l'b'shabes kin sheyechol litlo b'sham b'shabes v'yamein da'ashom adam levat lo sham v'lo koi b'mit maya in ken yesh l'tmo ala magin azal sh'asur b'pshitas. Ma'achar yin k'tzat say anir l'yishato s'chad k'ashakosam l'agad avram the nar o'ber osur k'avarosam v'or d'davka b'kli she'ino osur bin yachadash te'in bin yikirhen l'hu d'shari aval lo b'nar o'ber. So that's what he says. Soon they're leading the kli also the talton mirza kerach lahu toikim the shavro. So that's okay. Okay. So that's he explains the Magen Avraham. And then in the Nishma Shabbos here on page 21 of Harfenis has a tshuva about and then we're going to talk about this in a future shiur. Could you shovel the snow? Whereas you're in a place where there's an Erev, say. Okay, so could you shovel the snow? So he says, Nir lahakil if he mashakos of hachronim cholkim malam mogen avram. In other words, if you hold like the Magen Avraham, so maybe the snow, the ice gets attached to the ground. It would be aser. But the Achronim argue. The Tosefta Shabbos argues. He says, Ozel Shabbat Kerech Shal Pnei Anar Kvur B'machasiz Mishum Shud Shev Yaakov Kach Chosem Mishum Ruh Cholkim Al Magen Avraham Shem Mayim Alim Mishach Bin Vistir Klal. So therefore, if you hold it's mayim, then there's no problem of shoveling.
Could you build a snowman?
No, what do you say? Building a snowman?
How could you break it?
is that as if it gets attached to the ground.
No, if it's not considered attached, is that considered sthira?
If it's not attached, then it's not sthira. He says, Shuvrat Matsasi B'shut Marsham, on page 22, in the second paragraph, the third line. Shadon Sham Le'inyan D'losos Hekev Ve'eriv Whereas the way to make an Eruv in the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim is with losses. Because you have to put a door on every street. Aruis Lino. Every street they have a door. That's what they did in Rabbi Ralbag in Amsterdam. That's what he did. Because in Amsterdam they didn't allow to make a Tzuras HaPesach there. So he built dlosos, and he did it like with string, so you could pull. It's like he made it sort of like an accordion that you could pull it out. So the question is, what if there's ice there now? Say the real way is to have a real door that you shut every night, but say in the winter it could freeze up. So he says, "Demuta Yisrael Hasiyah Kerach B'Shabbos Al Yidei Kardum." He says you could take the ice away. V'is Kimiyam Marsham. Kach Demudmu Shmar Kerach Mur Miber V'Nar Fiul Yidei Garzen. So what is he saying? He's saying that there was Taka. If you wouldn't be able to break the ice, then your Eruv would be possible. Because you wouldn't be able to close the door. So he says that you could take away the ice. Does that mean that you have to? Well, since theoretically you could, then it's considered Royus Luno. You know what they do in some communities? They on the day of Thanksgiving they close it for a second. You know, they take a thing, they don't let the traffic. But that, the pastures is not a good heter. You do it for 1 minute of once a year. Pastures is you need b'chol laila. Either roil in old b'chol laila, or you actually doil b'chol laila. But if you just do something once a year, they give you permission to close it for 2 minutes. Pashas is that's not a delos. Has to be Roy Lino.
When Rav Herschel put up the Mylar doors on Central Park for the Eruv, you know, the old Eruv on Manhattan, did they ever close them? Certainly didn't do it every night.
Yeah, so that's a big question, whether if you... It's 2 days in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you need Ulos Balayla or Ruyus Lino Balayla.
Well, that's what I'm asking. When he did it, Lamaisa, I mean, certainly didn't close it every night, but did he close it at all ever?
Yeah, I don't know what they were trying in the West Side. I remember Rabbi Brander bringing in Tlossos to show Rav Shachter many years ago.
They're still there. It's no longer part of the Eruv, but the actual doors are still there in most places.
Yeah. But Rabbi Ralbag, he did losses in Amsterdam. He made losses in Amsterdam. Yeah, so losses is not a pashut matter. And anyway, the Chazon Ish says that you need a Tzuras HaPesach with the Delos. And if you don't have a Tzuras HaPesach with the Delos, it's no good. So therefore, the Chazon Ish answered all these Eruvin. Chazon Ish answered all the Eruvin of Dlossos that didn't have a Tzuras HaPesach also. And then the whole point of the Dlossos is because they make them when you can make a Tzuras HaPesach. So they have Dlossos. So he said, so basically he took away the whole heter of Dlossos, the Chazon Ish. I remember Rabbi Sif's son, who's Shomes Moshe Sif, said, Rav Oshri from the Lower East Side said, if you wouldn't allow the losses, a lot of the Erevin, in other words, a lot of the Erevin, the losses below Tzuras HaPesach, a lot of the Erevin in Europe would be possible. But the Chazon Ish was Eish Lahava that you need. And who is the big matir of the losses? Who is the big matir? The big matter of the losses below Tzuras HaPesach was who? The Radzina, the Baal HaTcheles, the Radzina Rebbe. In fact, he wrote a sefer. Half the sefer was why his Tcheles is good, and the other half of the sefer was why his losses are good. We might have another topic there also, but that's the main part of his farm, of the Radzina. So that was a big thing. But the Chazon Ish was very independent. I'm telling you, the Chazon Ish was one of the most independent people. You know, he said, you know, things that were against what many others have said. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. Bein l'kula, bein l'chumra. You know, he had a tremendous self-confidence in the Psak Halacha. Even though he would be against many people. But whatever he felt was emes, so this he's saying a chumrah, that if you have, like sometimes you have a delus, but there's a top to the delus. But he's saying, that was like Rav Shechter pointed out, when the delus is closed, that's a mechitza, but when the delus is open, so the Chazon Ish, the Avni Nezer and the Radzina say that it's a delus. So that's what the Chazon, that's what he's talking about here, the Marsham. That what if you have a delus, but there's ice getting in the way. So he's not bothered because he says you can clean up the ice. You can clean up the ice. So then it's Roy Little. We're going to Bez Hashem have a future shiur about putting salt on the ice on Shabbos. It was actually putting the salt out. Is that a malacha? And that's what Rabbi Lintz was talking about. The question is that like Risuk Shelag or not? Because you're not allowed to, you know, take Shelag and make it into water. So what about, is that therefore include taking salt and putting it on the ice? Yeah, so that's a big shayla. In the I made a whole packet on that.
Wouldn't the salt on the ice be different if it's a maisa grama?
Well, so that's the question, right? So that's the question.
So they would come out that I could tell the guy to shovel my snow then.
Yeah, so if you hold... Yeah, I mean, if it's a chashash of somebody tripping, falling...
Yeah.
And the question is, even if it's not... Is it a shy... The question is, Pashas is shoveling the snow in a mokum of Erev would only, according to the Tosef Shabbos, is Mutter Lagamre. And according to the Magen Avraham, it could be it's a derabbanan of Soser Shalomenas Livnos. Because if it's, it depends if it's wet snow or if it's you know ice that's embedded into the ground. But yeah. But that's a fundamental question, whether the ice is considered like mayim. It works in good with Rav Abadi's psak about not making a bracha on ices in the middle of the meal. You know, whether you have for dessert, you have sorbet and this. So normally we would say to make a bracha on such a thing.
Why is it machmer on ice cream?
I don't know. Ice cream some hold is more like an orchel. You have to look on the Facebook. There's some machalik between par, milk, ice cream.
Sorbet seems like ice cream, consistency of it.
What?
Sorbet seems a little bit more like ice cream, you know, than ice is, you know, like sorbet.
Yeah, okay, maybe, you know, it's interesting. My wife and I always speak about that. I grew up, they call it sherbet. She grew up sorbet, you know.
Sherbet.
Yeah. So, we always speak about this, which is maybe it's a different type of thing. What it is? You know, I used to go to the restaurants and.
Rebbe, so according to what you're saying over from a rabbi, would he make a bracha achrona if he would just have ice? Because if he called it a mashke, it's a yeshir.
So then the shir, according to some, has to be a kedesh shtiyah, so you have to drink it quickly. So you're never going to get to the shir.
No, so then there's no bracha achrona by
ice. There would be no bracha achrona. Because two opinions. Where one opinion, bracha achrona, if you're a liquid, is only if you gulp it down. Oh. You can't gulp it down. It's not kadesh tias revius. So, okay, Ramosa. So this is the question. So the pashas, we assume that shalig is not mukta, and the only question is if it's stuck to the ground. What do we consider it? Do we say that that's considered mechubra? That's the machlokes. The Shulchan Aruch says you can break the ice on the barrel, get the water, but the Magen Avraham says not on the pit, not on the nar. And the Tosaf Shabbos krigs, and he says no, it's not considered. It's liquid. It's not considered solid. It's not mechubra, and that was the minhag. The people would break the ice to go to the mikveh. That's what his question. The Magen Avraham has to answer up in Ayo ben Yehoyada. Unless you say that that was before they made the Issa D'Rabbanan. Okay, Rabbi Ozai. A good night. We'll see you Hashem next week. B'siyata D'Shmaya. You should be well. And,
have a good Shabbos, Rabbi.
Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you, Eddie. Shabbos, thank you.
I'm going to call you soon, okay?
No problem, Rebbe.
Okay, very good. All tough. All tough.
Two points of Matthias. One, the FDA says that sherbet has to have 1-2% dairy in it.
Oh.
I was thinking that.
Yeah, yeah.
Where sorbet is not allowed to have dairy.
Dairy, okay.
What we have on Shabbos is more properly called sorbet, even if we colloquially call it sherbet.
Right, okay.
And do we spell it without an R before the B? Is it
spelled Shepherd?
I think it might be.
Yeah. Yeah, what else?
And second, did you mention that Reuven Katz's son was your colleague?
Well, Michael Katz was a... Yeah. He was a Rosh Yeshiva while you...